Christopher Nixon, optometrist on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Chin goes on there, forehead forward. Is that comfy height? You're not?
Maybe a bit higher.
A bit higher. Okay, so I'm going to do a series of different scans, as we would normally for patients.
That's Giles and I at Christopher Nixon Optometrist, testing out the new Spectralis 4D ocular screening machine in Starbeck.
If you look into the instrument, you should see a little blue cross.
I do.
That's great. And that's all you're going to see at any time, so it doesn't do anything other than shine light in your eyes, so you won't feel anything.
Does it matter about blinking?
No, blink as much as you like, because it will only scan when it's got a clear image.
It's a fairly new piece of equipment at Christopher Nixon, so I thought I'd better test it out. It can make huge differences to people who suffer with macular problems, glaucoma, and the full colour image also improves detection of disease in diabetics. So what is this machine actually doing? Something called OCT, apparently.
OCT basically stands for ocular coherence tomography. So it's tomography is a mapping process, really. And then ocular coherence is to do with the reflection of light from the surfaces. And the eye is a really great part of the body for this type of scanning because obviously it lets a lot of light through. You can't scan body tissues which don't let light into them. And although we use this type of technology on a lot of people, we're targeting particular groups where it's really helpful. So this particular one has a premium glaucoma module on it, which I'll explain to you as we look at the images. So that's really useful for picking up very early changes in people who may have a risk of glaucoma, particularly if they've got a family history.
What is glaucoma?
So glaucoma is essentially a progressive neuropathy of the retinal nerve fibre layer, and that leads to a loss of vision in the mid-periphery, and then that, if it's left untreated, can end up giving you tunnel vision, essentially. Fortunately, nowadays, we don't see that too often.
That's when it looks like you're looking through a toilet roll tube.
Absolutely, yeah. You could find yourself with literally 5 or 10 degrees of, you know, a vision sort of straight ahead and nothing beyond that.
The scanner can also help people who suffer from macular degeneration as well as recognising disease in diabetics. Now, a 3D machine, what would that mean? That means width, depth and height. So where does the fourth dimension come in this 4D scanner? Well, it's in time, as in it can recognise when the condition of an eye is improving or declining. Despite this machine being hugely advantageous when it comes to understanding what's going on inside people's eyes, there aren't many of these around at all.
In this area, we have one. There's one at a practice in Ripon, and then some of the hospitals have them. York have a Spectralis, and I think there's some in Leeds. But generally speaking, it's quite an unusual piece of equipment to find, yeah, certainly in private practice.
So I'm lucky enough to have had a scan.
Which on one eye.
It was just a lot of bright lights. It wasn't painful, it wasn't unpleasant.
No.
As I said, it was a bit like being in some big nightclub. It took about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. And so what can you see having
a scan? Okay, so let's have a look at your scans, Beth. So the first scan that we did, we'll go through them in order. Now obviously listeners can't see what we're looking at, but I'm showing Beth an image of the surface of the retina, and what we've done here is take a scan through the very centre of your retina and then flip that through 90 degrees so that we can see the different layers of the retina from the surface all the way down to the blood supply underneath the retina, and we can look at each of these layers in turn and ensure that there's no sign of disease, that they're all regular, and somebody young and fit and healthy, this is exactly what we'd expect to see, nice regular image of the back of the eye. So then the second scan was a little bit more complex, and we've scanned your optic nerve in great detail actually, and what this instrument does very nicely for us is locate the opening of a membrane just beneath the surface of the retina and then allows us to see exactly the shape of the canal that the optic nerve goes down. Now that's important because it doesn't always correspond to the shape of the optic nerve that we see on the surface. And then it plots your values, your measurement thickness values on your optic nerve against a database of similar aged individuals, and it shows your graph here. So we can say with absolute certainty that you are normal.
Excellent, that's always a good thing, yeah.
We then took some circular scans a little bit further out around the optic nerve. That allows us to look at the different layers of the retina, and most particularly the top layer. Now that's the actual nerve fibre layer. So they're the individual fibres, the individual wires, if you like. And there are about 1.2 million of those. And in glaucoma, those become thinned. So this is measuring that thickness again, all the way around the optic nerve, 360 degrees, and plotting you again against a normal database. And it shows us that everything is absolutely normal.
So how do people end up coming here to have one of these scans?
They may know they have a problem. I mean, ultimately, we recommend a full health eye check to all of our patients. So this is the sort of equipment that we're using, you know, regularly on a day-to-day basis. So if you're just having a routine eye examination with our full equipment, then this is something that you would have done. There may be people that have a family history of, say, glaucoma or macular disease who've heard that we've got this sort of instrumentation and would just like that greater detail, if you like, in their examination. If somebody's heard, you know, maybe through the radio show or through a friend that this is the sort of technology we're using, then they can come in and take advantage of that. Either within an eye examination or on a standalone basis, we're quite happy to talk about doing that as well. So.
Giles, I presume people can give you a call or go online and find
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. So telephone number down in Starbeck is 01423 885764, and you'll find us online at christophernixon.co.uk.
Giles, thank you very much for having me, and thank you very much for declaring my eyes as normal. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Beth. Thank you very much.
Christopher Nixon, optometrist, on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.